This kind of a practice, how do you characterize this one when you come off a game that is so abnormal, but you're also preparing for a new opponent? Like, are you working on things that didn't quite go right the other night, but are you also thinking about tomorrow night?
That would be the general theme of either video. So there'll be things in your game that you didn't like that you won't bring into your on-ice part of it, but you may deal with those things in video. I think prep for the next game is always, you know, on your mind. There'll be one drill usually that's tied to the video so that you're doing something directly off it.
I ask that because, I mean, in the room, it's the prevalent topic is that, you know, the only unit that got a real good workout was the PK unit, and it was, you know, so that's why I wondered if there's other things that you're working towards an opponent that you're not very familiar with.
No, but there'll be themes in the next three games, a certain quickness and really good sticks, not quite as physical, possibly in the upper parts of their lineup, but there'll be a real quickness feel to these games, really good sticks, lots of transition, quick transition, pucks to get knocked down, and both teams want their back end involved. So we were looking for a little bit of that.
Dustin was fine afterwards?
Yeah, the boards aren't going to make it, but Dustin's going to be okay.
Jacob will return for tomorrow.
Correct.
And just on another note, Patan back with the club. I mean, there's sort of a cathartic element to all this, too. I think that would be a comfortable place for him to be on the ice.
I think being around the players, being in the room, being on the ice is a real important piece of normalcy for him, and I'm sure he enjoyed being back.
Last one for me. You talked about you had a game in place for your backup goaltender. Are we getting close to that game?
We're closing in on it, man.
You like what you've seen from him, his work ethic?
Yeah, I do. I like what he's in his performances and in his practices. Really pleased with where he's at.
Just with Nick being back, is there a timetable for when you have to make the next roster move?
My understanding is not yet. That may change today. They have to agree upon when Nick becomes that full roster spot.
I know you were happy with Ehlers' generation the other day. I mean, what can that line do able to be better at 5-on-5?
Yeah, we got to play a little 5-on-5, but I liked his style of play in the game in Nashville. I thought their line was, you know, better. But again, there's not a big enough body of work there to get overly excited. But he was back on the puck. I'm not talking about him fighting, but he was in the game and on pucks and involved in the game, and he showed a level of quickness and compete that we think he can improve on.
What about the line in general? I mean, what can they do? I mean, but what can they do to be more dangerous 5-on-5? Both Patrick and Nikolai haven't scored a lot at 5-on-5, dating back to 30 plus games now, I guess.
The key piece is you got to get a certain amount of time. It can't be strictly a rush game. You have to get a certain amount of time in the offensive zone, and then you have to create enough confusion in the offensive zone that the reads become more difficult. They do it differently. Patty's a big fellow that can get it off his stick real quick, but Nicky has to do that differently, and Brian's challenge is to read off the two of them because they have unique styles of game. So offensive zone time is part of the place that we're looking for them to start in that process, scoring some goals.
We talked last Saturday about Dmitry Kulikov and how he's handling things. Is he picking up that step or what you've been looking for from him? Or?
Yeah, I mean, times, reps, minutes on the ice in practice, and some of it's just healing, right? Like, he's back ready to play, but strength and confidence in his game, and, you know, it becomes more difficult because there's not as much battling in the hockey season as there is in training camp in your drills, so there's a challenge with that as well.
I know you don't want to take 9 minors, but how do you feel about the way the penalty kill has responded since giving up 3 against Dallas?
Yeah, our last 2 games has been as good as we've had it possibly ever when you hit the amount of time that we did in Nashville and a real strong power play unit. And then you go back to look at the opportunities they had in that playoff series last year. You know they're very, very dangerous. I like the penalty kill, the aggressiveness as much as I have at any point in time.
Are you taking away the kind of shots that you wanted to when you made the structural change?
There wasn't a structural change, unless you're talking about a year ago, you know, over a year ago now. You can't compare the two and say that we had a plan that in Dallas we didn't like, so we changed the plan for the next night. So, you know, we talked about last year in the playoffs about adjustments that you're making. There wasn't an adjustment. So we got to get back to the foundation of what the PK was, and we did in the last two, far more aggressive. All of the stands of the line are contested, and we don't come off that fight right into our zone. So we had a bunch of battle clears, pucks that never really got set up. We didn't spend nearly as much time in structure where four guys are just relying on their sticks to knock down passing lanes. There was far more pressure on the puck, and that's what it's supposed to look like.